This is 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. So how are you holding up? That's a common greeting now these days. And at its core, it's a question about our mental health. While seeking answers, we rediscover the basics. Quality sleep, food, and regular exercise. These are the foundation blocks for strong mental health. And here's a biggie, social interaction. In need of some ourselves, we donned personal protective gear, packed up the boom mic, and headed over first to the Mental Health Association in Vero Beach, and then New Horizons of the Treasure Coast in Fort Pierce.
Hello, I'm Dr. Nicholas Coppola, CEO of the Mental Health Association.
I'm Director of Marketing, Shana Firth.
We're all stressed out with the COVID thing.
He explains how this stress is creating adrenaline flow.
So initially everybody's cool, everything's all right, but now that we feel like the curve's flattened, you know, that adrenaline goes and you have these huge swoops down and up, anxious, depressed.
Another stressor, isolation from friends and family.
And we are creatures that have to have interaction. And that's why I think this thing's really going to affect us in terms of mental health more than expected is because we haven't been able to interact with each other.
The Mental Health Association is there right now if you need them, with a psychiatrist, a psychologist, and 7 therapists and social workers at the ready, by phone, online, or same day in person. And they're launching a mood and anxiety support group online for now. We ask if they've seen an increase in calls for help.
Initially, from March 17th, when the governor, you know, locked everybody in, we saw about a 75% decrease for the first 2 weeks. After that, we've seen a 35% increase every week thereafter. Mostly at this point in time, it's been frontline workers, first responders, healthcare workers.
Firth says there's plenty available on their website to turn somewhere quickly for help and inspiration.
We have a lot of tools on there for anyone who's struggling with any kind of emotional distress. And it doesn't have to be a massive emotional distress. You know, it could be, I'm not sleeping well. I'm just feeling a little isolated. I'm feeling a little lonely.
Next, we head to Fort Pierce and meet with
George Shelfman, President and CEO of New Horizons of the Treasure Coast. So I think it's really what we need as a community to acknowledge this is hard, to acknowledge we're all struggling with this.
New Horizons is the largest behavioral health provider on the Treasure Coast, serving over 10,000 people a year.
Our motive is we help people in their struggle, whatever that looks like.
Since lockdown began, they've been reaching out to those 10,000 people.
So we're doing a lot of telehealth. We're calling people. We're reaching out. We're connecting on an ongoing basis, just in a different way.
But now he has a new concern, exclusive to the pandemic.
It's people we don't serve. It's the you and me's of the world who are home and are facing this new crisis. They're the ones that really concern me more.
And our usual coping skills, like going out to dinner or the movies, have been stripped away, which makes the stress of the pandemic even harder.
Now add, I now have my kids at home who I have to homeschool in topics I may or may not know. While they're stressed and overwhelmed, they're sensing my anxiety and stress. So it becomes this build. And now we have a fatigue factor on top of all that. It's been going on so long.
So when it gets tough, pick up the phone and call either a friend or a professional.
But we need to be okay saying, I need somebody just to listen. There's truly a power of an interpersonal connection.
We'll put links to important resources at this story at WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.